There's an island in the Connecticut River between New Hampshire and Vermont. From that island, you can travel freely by bridge to downtown Bellows Falls on the Vermont side. But on the New Hampshire side, the bridge is crumbling, and it's been closed to traffic for years, and it looks to stay that way. As part of our summer series on the islands of New Hampshire, NHPR's Brita Green reports on why it's proven so hard to reconnect this piece of land to New Hampshire.
The Vilas Bridge spans the Connecticut River with two delicate arches. It's seen nearly a century of wear. In some spots where the concrete's cracked and fallen away, you can actually see the bridge's metal skeleton rusting in plain air. I'm standing high up on the river's bank on the Vermont side with Richard Ewald. He's an architectural historian and has a long history working in development and historic preservation in this area. He explains that the governors of both Vermont and New Hampshire actually stood here to christen this bridge when it first opened.
A symbol of unity has now become something of a divisive thing between the two states, one of which, Vermont, believes that it should be rehabbed, and New Hampshire, which doesn't see it as part of the necessary expense at this time.
The border between New Hampshire and Vermont is technically the low watermark on the Vermont side. That means the Granite State bears the bulk of the financial cost of upkeep and repairs to all its bridges across the Connecticut. State officials closed the Vilas Bridge in 2009, citing safety concerns. It was unceremonious. Workers put up temporary concrete barriers and orange detour signs. Now, almost a decade later, they're still there, surrounded by weeds.
I am angry. It looks like a third world country.
That's Lamont Barnett. He owns a shop in downtown Bellows Falls and used to serve on the select board here.
Every day you hear on the radio, tax-free New Hampshire. Well, that's great. You know, if you're able to not have an income tax and you're able to not have a sales tax, fine. But that doesn't relieve you of your responsibility to maintain your infrastructure.
There's another bridge about half a mile up the road, but the Vilas was the main artery feeding into the heart of Bellows Falls. Local businesses say their sales fell when it closed. And people here have long felt cut off from the centers of power in both states.
If this were in downtown Concord, do you think it would look like this? No, it wouldn't look like this at all. But this is the most historic concrete open spandrel arch in the state of New Hampshire. It's probably the most historic bridge on the Connecticut River. This bridge is of national historic significance.
That's Richard Ewald again. Before he goes, he shows me petroglyphs, ancient carvings of faces, visible on the rocks below. He drives away, and I'm packing up my things to do the same when up drives a black pickup truck. Inside, Michelle O'Han.
I'm here to check out the petroglyphs and to see how structurally sound the bridge is, because I wrote a letter. Hold that thought.
She pulls out of an envelope a letter to the transportation departments of both states and Vermont state officials, urging them to take action on the bridge.
So we can get it on record.
She's a local business owner in Bellows Falls, and she says she sent more than 10 of these already.
So.
She says it seems like elected officials just don't get what a single bridge can mean to a community.
Because all our money that we work hard for is being misappropriated. We need to get this country back. And if our president says he's going to make America great again, then he needs to start holding up to his word, as well as the local and the state level.
The truth is, on New Hampshire's list of infrastructure projects to complete, the Vilas Bridge isn't close to the top. The state relies heavily on federal funds for these projects, and it's nowhere near enough to fix all the things that need to be fixed. Here's Bill Boynton with the State Transportation Department.
That's the problem that not only New Hampshire is facing, but states across the country, and that the cost of maintaining and improving the transportation system is far outpacing the ability to pay for it.
For O'Han and others, that's hard to accept. She'd like to see the bridge at least open to pedestrians. Today, she's here in part to check out the petroglyphs. She didn't know exactly where they were, so I pointed them out.
If you look down, you can see.
Oh, yeah, I can see them. See, so many people would come here just to look at that stuff. I mean, the bridge is still structurally sound. We're standing on it. Doesn't need drive traffic.
You could put the old lamppost here. And then put a donation box or toll that end. Nobody from New Hampshire can come in unless they pay.
A donation box is one idea. Massive federal infrastructure investment is another. Until that happens, this point of connection for Bellows Falls remains closed. For NHPR News, I'm Brita Green.